This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. We're coming to you once again from our studios here at the Metropolitan Tabernacle of the First Baptist Church of Algiers, where I'm the pastor. And also the old Trailblazer goes out, the Voice of Truth broadcast goes out, and we're bringing you the study now on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And in our last study, I mentioned that I would give you our website, our address, our web address. It's radiomissions.org. And you can go there and find much about Radio Missions, much about the old Trailblazer broadcast, much about our Radio Bible and Bookstore. The catalog is listed there. And then also, you can find where you can hear this broadcast and other broadcasts over what we call live streaming. You can hear our Sunday broadcast, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, and then also our Sunday night service at 6:30. And our Wednesday night service at 7:30, I'm sorry. And all of that is over live streaming at www.radiomissions.org. And then our email address is simply pastor@radiomissions.org. If you'd like to email me, I wish you would. Tell me where you're listening. We're bringing this study now on the Revelation. And we came down in our last study there. We were looking at the opening of the sixth seal. We have just a little bit there left, speaking of what happened when they opened the sixth seal. And I want to pick it up and maybe give you just a little information there. Look at the 15th verse there. We see how that all these earthly disturbances will affect the inhabitants of this earth. It says here, the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich man and the chief captains and mighty men, all those individuals hid themselves in the dens, in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains, fall on us, that we might hide from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. I wish you and I could get a vivid picture of this scene before us. After the earth was shaken, the sun was blackened out, the moon hid her face under a sea of blood, and the stars left their orbits, and the mountains and the islands were moved out of their places. Then they saw Jehovah God sitting on the judgment, sitting on the throne of judgment. And I wish we could get that picture. Listen, they didn't fall on their faces and cry for mercy. God be merciful to me, a sinner. No, they did not repent and turn to the Lord for forgiveness. They cried for his face to be turned away from them. In that day of his wrath, who will be able to stand? The prophet Isaiah saw this day of judgment and broke forth with these words. And here's where we stopped in our last study. He says, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun will be darkened in his going forth. The moon shall not cause her light to shine. And I will punish the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease. And will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Therefore, I will shake the heavens. And the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts in that day of his fierce anger. That's Isaiah 13. The Lord Jesus, while on this earth, spake of these days in Luke 23:30, in these words, the days are coming when they shall begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. Listen, my friend, nature provides no hiding place from the wrath of the Lamb. There is no shelter from the coming judgment. God, listen, God, where you will all earth's hiding places, or where you will of all earth hiding places are inadequate. Listen now, the judgment of God, you cannot hide from it. There is but one rock for a hiding place, and that is the rock, eternal rock, Jehovah, the rock of ages. May you cry now, rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. I wish everyone who's listening to the old Trailblazer at this time would kiss the sun before his anger is kindled. I want to tell you, my friend, that our God is not only a God of mercy, but he's a God of wrath. I tell my folks here at the Radio Missions, at the Voice of Truth broadcast, here on this broadcast, as we go to the mission places here, there, and yonder, I tell our folks, God is angry with the wicked every day. I know we don't hear that. I know we have come down now to a little, I call it a little tin soldier God standing on the highway of time, wringing his hands, waiting for some poor soul to trust Jesus. That's not true, my friend. That's as far out as you can get. Our God is a God of wrath, and he's on the throne of wrath right now. But listen, being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Listen again to the word of God in John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. There's only one eternal shelter for your soul, my brother, and that is Christ. Have you fled to him? Have you been hidden in the rock, which is Christ? Have you found shelter in him? May this be your cry. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. Do you know the story of that little song, my friend, that gracious song? Someone has said that this man, whoever wrote it, I can't remember now, was standing on the bow of a ship, tossed to and fro in a great storm. Standing there, watching the lightning flash and the thunder roll and the waves overcoming, and all of a sudden, this tiny bird, a sparrow, a wren, or just flew into his bosom, and he clasped him to his bosom, and it led him to write that song. Oh, listen, my friend, listen now. He read, "Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly, while the nearest waters roll, while the tempest still is high." Go there and get those words if you have it, and look them up. If you don't have it, call me or write me. I'll send you a copy of that song. "Jesus, lover of my soul, oh, in this day that we're speaking of, no love. God is angry with you every day." Listen, who shall be able to stand in that day? Only he who has fled to Christ for mercy. Only he who has kissed the Son, lest he be angry. Now, we're coming now to this particular topic, God's mercy manifested in the midst of all of these judgments. A little subtitle that I've given it. God's mercy manifested in the midst of all of these judgments. If you have your Bible, let's open there now at the 7th chapter of Revelation and begin with the first verse. We'll have time to get started in it. I want to read those several verses here. This is God's Word I'm reading. "And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, and that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there was sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephilim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun there were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. And lastly, of the tribe of Benjamin, the smallest tribe of the tribes, was sealed 12,000. In the sixth chapter we saw there as it closed, with the breaking of the sixth seal, and before the seventh seal is broken, which will give us a picture of the wrath of the Lamb upon a Christless world. I hope you'll stay tuned in the next days as we see those things. We'll see in the seventh chapter the rainbow of mercy stretched across the storm clouds of judgment. Have you ever thought much about old Noah? Old Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord called him and gave him that giant task, if you will, to build that ark. Oh, what a picture, my friend. What a picture of that man and his three sons building that ark. And I'm sure they had others to help them. But they built that ark. And we know the story. The water came. The rain came. And then after so many days, the sparrow flew into Noah's arms there, so to speak, with an olive leaf, with an olive branch in her mouth, in her bill. And the Lord and Noah knew that the days were, the rain was over. But after that, the rainbow was set in the sky. What a beautiful picture, my friend. Oh, listen, what a beautiful picture. In the seventh chapter, we're going to see that picture of the redeemed ones. Oh, of the tribulation period. I've often been asked the question, would there be anyone saved during the tribulation period? I'm asked that often, and I asked you. The number is found here in the seventh chapter. 144,000 Jews will be saved during the tribulation period, and a number of Gentiles which cannot be numbered. The seventh chapter opens with these words, and after these things, that is, after the breaking of the first six seals, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. Isn't it interesting to notice and study the ministry of angels throughout the entire book of Revelation, beginning with that fourth chapter? It is a time of judgment, and the angels of God help in the administration of judgment. When John saw these four angels occupying the four corners or four quarters of the earth, he saw them holding the four winds of the earth. They were angels of the wind. They had control over them, and the winds here might be pictured as four mighty war horses, prancing, as it were, on the eve of battle, ready to charge at the command, and these angels were holding them in check. Remember one thing, my friend. During that judgment period, all the elements of earth, sea and sky, will be brought into display to mete out vengeance on a Christless world. Now, I know very well that many won't have the book of Revelation. They make excuses, they don't understand it. But if you take your time and take time, and if you write and get these notes, I believe they'll make a big impression upon your heart. All of these things are God's Word. They're not fantasy world. They're not a mysterious thing. No. There's explanation behind every jot and every tittle. And I don't know those things. I'm not smart. I'm not very smart at all. But I can bring you thus saith the Lord. And these notes are self-explanatory. And we'd be glad to send them to you free and postpaid, the whole set of notes by Pastor Shelton on the revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm taking them, going through them, picking them out, gleaning from them, and bringing you as the Lord leads me to do that. But they'll also be on CDs and on cassette. The Trailblazer broadcast will be. But I asked you, if you're interested in, just like this great truth here, 12 tribes of Jacob, there'll be 12. Every one of those tribes will have 12,000 members saved during the tribulation period. And I know we have all sorts of folks who believe this and believe that about their part of the 140. No, they're not part of it. No, it'll be nothing but Jews. The Jewish people will be the 144,000. And my friend, that's not important. What's important, Trailblazer? The important part is, do you know the Lord? I'll be gone on to know the Lord. Well, all of those things happen. And if you know the Lord, you will be too, because He'll take us up. When that trumpet sounds, He'll take us up to be with Him in glory. And then forevermore to be with the Lord. I wish you'd write me, let me know that you're listening, call me, email me. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. My mailing address is the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. Write me or call me. Goodbye, and God bless you.